The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you on Friday morning. It's the 20th of November. Holy smoke, it is still 2020, in case you're wondering, and heading towards 4 minutes past nine. We are very, very happy to have you with us this morning, as we are every morning here. The text number, 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. This day week, well, I won't be here with you having coffee because I'll be over in television getting ready for Toy Show 2020. And, oh, well, I mean, what can I say? All I can say is that the juices are flowing, the blood's up, and we are good to go. This week I got introduced to the toys, which I hadn't seen, the toys of the year, and the things that people want and indeed need. So I will tell you about that next week more and a little bit more about what's happening, because we'll have a lot of things to be talking about next week in terms of the show. The song, the singing and the dancing have been going fine. I'd say it's a bit better this year than last year, so that's good. For one of the dance and song numbers, which I wasn't expecting, but they said, it's COVID. You've got to do this. I said, but I can't. I don't know how to. I said, no, your country needs you. Go and dance. And I said, but look, they don't need this. They've had a tough year. Said, please do it. Go on then. So I went back in time to a very, very interesting era that was right up my street. And I'll leave it at that. See you next Friday. Next Friday, here we go. Now, one of the things that happened, I didn't realize how big a deal the Toy Show pajamas were and are as part of people's traditions, because I didn't have them when I was little. I mean, I had pajamas, but I didn't have Toy Show pajamas. And what's happened was that when Penny started selling pajamas with a charity connection with it. People suddenly wanted these pajamas. This year, Penny's didn't open at all and have no online presence, as far as I understand it. And therefore, they're sitting there with tens of thousands of sets of pajamas ready to go, but they can't sell them because the shops aren't open. So if you missed this earlier on in the week, they decided to team up with Barnardo's and the Children's Health Foundation in Crumlin and Temple Street and the National Children's Hospital Foundation in Tallaght to give them all the pyjamas to sick and vulnerable children across the country. And it's a very nice thing. Over 50,000 pairs of pyjamas through Barnardo's will be distributed to children in deaf schools across Ireland and to children who access Barnardo centres. And then there'll be direct donations to 600 vulnerable families, all packed and coordinated by Penny's volunteers. Thank you, Penny's volunteers. Thank you, Barnardo's. And thank you to all the other staff in the various hospitals and foundations I've just mentioned, because all those helping hands will help reach the little hands that will gratefully receive the Toy Show pyjamas. So thank you for that. And then they said, well, why don't you give some away to some of your listeners who may deserve them too? And I said, well, I mean, of course. So I popped onto Instagram yesterday. I said, anyone like some pajamas? We have a few pairs. And the place melted. Go, what? You've got some? I mean, this is pure golden ticket to the chocolate factory stuff. I mean, the people just, they're rare. And what's rare is wanted and desired and needed, dare I say it. So because we're this close to the toy show, I want to give away a few of these pairs of Toy Show pajamas, but not to, I mean, just because I'm talking to somebody doesn't mean they're going to get the pajamas. Just because I say good morning, Aoife Murdoch, doesn't mean she's going to get anything. Oh, good morning, Aoife Murdoch.
Good morning, Ryan.
I don't know what you're laughing at. I mean, you know, I have the power and I'm getting sick and drunk on it. So that's my problem, not yours. How are you today?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Where are you?
Well, I'm actually in my bed. I'm recovering from COVID, but it's brightened up my day hugely to talk to you right now.
Tell me about your. Did you just have it? Are you okay?
I had it a number of weeks ago. It was tested positive. It's just been a slow recovery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me. Sorry, I wasn't going to go down this road, but I wasn't sure because you wanted to get pajamas for children. But
I wanted pajamas.
I know that, and I know that. Come here. You'll be fine. Tell me when did you tell me about the symptoms? Will you?
The symptoms. Oh my God, they ranged so much. They started actually at the end of September, and thankfully it never ever got to my chest, and I've never had breathing difficulty or breathing issues. Yeah. But I have had the most random and strange symptoms. I could, like, there's a list as long as
give me a sense of them.
Oh, okay. I have kind of pressure behind my eyes. My eyes feel like they're bulging out. I've had blurry vision. I lost my sense of smell. I had blisters in my mouth and on my tongue. The skin peeled off on my tongue. I had awful vomiting and diarrhea and kind of gastro problems. It's just
you got it bad.
A bit of a roller coaster. But thankfully, I didn't get any breathing difficulties or issues like that, and I didn't need any hospital care or anything
So
I've been able to nurse myself, but the fatigue and the aches and pains are
you're feeling
are
them
ongoing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And when you got those symptoms, did you act quickly as a matter of interest? I mean, did you go straight to your GP, or what did you try to write it off as a cold?
No, I first got a temperature and a dry cough, and I called the GP and they sent me for a test, and that actually came back negative.
Oh.
But over the course of about 10 days, I kept getting niggly little things that were wrong with me.
Yeah.
And I rang the GP again and I said, listen, I know that my COVID test was negative, but there is something wrong with me because I've had X, Y and Z. And there was about 6 or 8 symptoms in the course of less than 2 weeks. And she said, yeah, I agree with you. We need to do your bloods. But at this stage, I had lost my sense of smell, but I had sinus issues and I thought it was a head cold. And she said, but because you've lost your sense of smell, we're going to send you for another test. And that came back positive. So I think initially when I got the dry cough and the temperature, it probably was a false negative
it
wasn't registering yet or something. Yeah.
Aoife Murdoch, been through the worst. And tell me this, do you work, or are you off, or are you a student, or what?
I'm off work still at the moment.
And what do you work at?
I work in dog rescue.
Oh, did you really?
So I work in dog rescue, and I'm part of the education team with Dogs Trust.
And you would have been very busy because everyone wanted a dog all of a sudden.
Everybody wanted a dog, and everybody still wants a dog.
Do
but
they?
Can I remind you, Ryan?
Please do.
That a dog is for life.
Not just for COVID.
Or for
Easter.
Or for the pandemic. Exactly.
You're trying to say Christmas, aren't you?
I'm trying to say Christmas.
How are you feeling this morning? Because you obviously have a very good disposition as a human being. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay.
Good.
As I said, I'm still kind of here in my bed, and I have a bit of a headache and kind of pressure behind my eyes.
Oh, lads, we need to make you feel love. We're sending you all the love through the radio this morning, Aoife.
Thank you.
You need
it. Thank
you. Are you being minded?
I am, yes. I've got my mum and dad here in the house. And like I said to my mother, I feel like I'm about 90 and I wish I was 74 like her, because she flies around the place.
And she has to watch that. She has to mind herself not getting it from you and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
God, that was a bit of a head wreck.
Yeah, but they have, we separated for about a month to make sure because my father has some underlying respiratory issues as well. So there was a big concern, but we all managed to stay safe, and none of my close contacts came back positive, which was wonderful as well, because I kind of did my job with my hand washing and sanitizing too.
It's interesting. We weren't going to go down this road this morning talking to you, but here we are. And the point I'm making is that, you know, it suddenly makes the lockdown feel more important. Does that make sense?
It
suddenly
kind of
go, yeah, I kind of get it now, because we don't want to be Aoife Murdoch's.
Well,
I mean, we do want to be a good person like you, looking after dogs and being nice and funny, but we don't want to be sick like you.
No, and I don't want anybody to go through this. And yeah, it takes its toll on a lot of people who get it, and younger people and stuff as well. And it's just, I'd ask people to really, really try to stick with the guidelines at the moment. I do know that people are getting tired of it, and there's some complacency out there, but it's not something that you want to go through or see a family member or friend go through
for
either.
Sure. But listen, bulging eyes, sick in the head, half dead from COVID, God help you, and yet still you get in touch with the radio program to say, but I need the pyjamas.
Well, they're not for me, Ryan.
Who are they for?
My nieces and nephews who are over in Italy, and they've been... They moved to Italy last year, northern Italy, in the Veneto region, a little town called Caprino Veronese. And they obviously had it really hard, and it was very frightening over there. Very strict lockdown, and all while trying to settle into a new home, a new country, a new language. And the kids were just fantastic. You know, they had 11 weeks that they did not leave their house.
It's unnatural, or their garden. It's so unnatural, yeah.
And between trying to keep up with schoolwork and the new friends that they'd made and the new language, and everybody confined to the house, you know, and normally they would come home at Easter break and midterms. Mm-hmm. They could be home here in Ireland 3 to 4 times a year. And it was just, and my parents would go over and family would go over to visit them, you know, just that obviously we're just so thankful and grateful
of
for the Zoom calls and the video chat.
Who are they? Name them and age them for us.
Oh, Aidan and Cahill and Kiara. So Cahill is the eldest, he's 10.
Yeah.
And Aidan then is 7 and little Kiara is 3.
Good.
Yeah. And their mum and dad are Fiona and Shane and Twinkle, their dog. I don't think you have dog pajamas, though.
No. Hey, listen, you're the one who minds the dogs. You can sort that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Will they be watching the toy show in Italia?
They will indeed, yes.
So this is one of the things that we love about the toy show is that because it's on the player and it's free and it's global, you can really, it's a real event for people with diaspora and Irish and a bit of Irish in them, can sit down and FaceTime or Skype or WhatsApp or whatever and say, look, do you like, I presume that's the plan on the Murdoch family this Christmas.
Absolutely.
I hope it is, anyway.
Sitting down with their cups of tea and their Cadbury's chocolate and their Tater's crisps. So we're sending packages. Oh, I better not say that in case they're listening, but look, they're getting a few treats in the
They're
post.
Getting a few As you know, every puppy likes a treat, correct?
Exactly.
Well, obviously, Aoife, we have studiously looked at the veracity of the claims you've been making this morning, and you do indeed suffer from the ailment that is known as COVID-19, and that you have been through the mill, and that you have these beautiful niece and nephews in Italy, a place that was hard hit, and no child should be left alone, left in a house for 11 weeks, not be allowed to see the world. Mm-hmm. And we feel that you're possibly one of the great contenders for Auntie of the Year 2020, Aoife. And we feel that those children in Italy who can't make it home to be with you and your mum and your dad this Christmas need to have a little bit of Ireland come to them.
Oh.
And so, of course, and without question, we will be sending them the toy show pyjamas.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Ryan.
I feel we need some, we need to, we need something to, like, there you go.
Yay!
That's more like it. Now we're cooking. I can feel it in the air now. Something beautiful happening. We said we're going early for Christmas, and by God, we're going early.
Oh,
Aoife,
fantastic.
I feel like we're in a sleigh heading over to Italy to drop the pyjamas. Oh. Boom, boom. Buongiorno, ragazzi. Come stai?
Okay. Your Italian's better than mine, Ryan.
Yes, my 3 words. Kill the sleigh. Okay. Now,
that's magic.
You're magic.
They'll just be delighted. Thank you so much.
Aoife, I've got to go.
Have a great day. And thank you so much for calling and for bringing us even closer together, although we're apart.
That's the plan. Hey, listen, happy Christmas, Aoife.
You too.
Mind yourself.
Looking forward to the show.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you in real life soon. Mind yourself. See you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I think we should keep going. I'm enjoying it. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
How are you?
We're great.
That's my assistant
in the background, Hazel.
You brought your assistant with you today?
Yeah, she wasn't too well this morning, so she couldn't go to school.
She doesn't sound too unwell to me today. I think Hazel might have been having a bit of an arm chancing moment with you earlier.
I don't think so.
What part of the world are you in, Deborah?
We're in Kimmage in Dublin.
Beautiful. And you're there just yourself and Hazel?
That's it, yeah.
Anyone else normally around the place?
Well, Daddy's gone to work and her little brother's gone to school.
What's the brother's name?
Robert.
Age?
8.
Hobby?
Avid reader.
That's a boy after my own heart. Good man, Robert. And Dad's name?
Ian.
Ian with double I or one I?
One I.
Okay, not the Scottish Ian.
No.
Okay. So we've got Dad Ian, we've got Mum Deborah. You're the Pakenhams.
We are.
Which is a great name. There's great history to that name.
It is.
Am I right in saying that?
Yes. No, I married into it, so
that's okay.
It's
still important to me. Can you give me any sense of the history of that name?
Yes, Lord Longford was a Pakenham, and I believe one of them was the Queen's cousin.
You see, we're not dealing with dirt here, Deborah. You know,
they haven't contacted us, Ryan, so I have to do a little adventure in that.
Okay, we might have to send you pyjamas and a crown.
Yes, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, the box set. Okay, now, tell me about Hazel, who's getting in on the act there beside you.
Yeah, Hazel is 15, born obviously 15 years ago, preemie baby, mm-hmm. Down syndrome, cardiac, and this word they used, failure to thrive.
That's a lot to be told.
Yeah. Now, 15. The failure to thrive was the big issue because if we didn't thrive, we couldn't have the heart surgery, so we were on a bit of a circle.
So tell me about the circle and completing it.
The circle is now completed. Heart surgery done in 2006, 1st of February. Some days you don't forget.
Yeah.
And brilliant child, doing super well out in St. Augustine's School in Stillorgan.
Yeah.
And but recently, a lot of issues health-wise has hit us.
Tell me about them.
First of all, they have discovered we have this disease of the eyes called keratoconus. We're going for surgery on Tuesday for that. They take away her cornea and she grows a new one. And that's the reason I sent the email, because she might be able to see the toy show this year.
No, Deborah.
So we have to record it and nobody can watch it till we all watch it.
Can she hear it? Because there's
some good sounds
and some good music for her and kids.
But, you know.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
And does Hazel want to talk to me, or would that be a bit of a...
No, I think, Hazel, would you like to talk to Ryan?
I mean,
there you go.
I think that's a no. Liz, that's fine. I'm not offended if she doesn't want to talk to me.
Quick.
Hold on, she reckons she's famous now. She's about to be, I think.
Hi, Ryan.
Hazel, how are you?
Good.
You're not going to watch the toy show, but you're going to save it, are you?
Yes.
Okay. And
with my mammy.
I understand. And should you be in school today?
No, my health's very sure.
Or St. Augustine.
Go home.
And why are you staying at home today?
Good.
How are you feeling today? Are you okay?
Yay!
God, you sound happy. I thought you were feeling sick today. But you're not. You're feeling good.
Yeah.
Do you like Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you ever hear of Santa? Do you know who Santa is? Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. He's coming very soon.
He's coming very soon. Do you know what you want him to give you for Christmas, for a present?
Biograph.
Really?
Same bill.
Oh, have you written?
As a bias.
Oh, my. Hang on. How long have we got? That's a lot of things. But have you been good this year?
Yes.
How good? Really good or a little bit good?
Yes.
Yes, good. That sounds good to me. And who looks after you in St. Augustine's? Can you remember any of the people that you work with or teach you?
Thank you to my mammy. It's been amazing.
That's the only person that matters. Can I talk to your mammy again?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Ryan for me.
Hello. Thanks, Hazel. She's full of beans.
Yes, we always are. This is the child that never spoke till 3.
I'm still thinking of the words failure to thrive and thinking that didn't really work out for the diagnosis, did it?
Well, it took a while, but we got there. Perseverance and good team in Crumlin Hospital.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Absolutely.
And how are you? How has life been for you these last years?
The last few years have been great. This year has been a bit of a bummer for like everybody. We haven't really done anything since March because we can't.
Underlying conditions.
Yeah. Not a runner in this house. You know, our huge thing was out to Dunleary, sit in the car, watch the sea and have scrum diddlies and come home.
I'm surprised I didn't pass you by in the car. I'm always walking around there.
Well, we couldn't get out, you see.
Well, you can still knock on the window if you see me passing by and say, oi!
Yeah, well, you might have wanted some of our scrum diddlies.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And the business with COVID is that you've got to stay in.
Yes.
More so than really anyone else. And not only that, but you can't let anyone... You know, some people say, I'm just going to quickly call in here for a minute. I'm just going to quickly call over there for a second. I'm only going to stay for 15 seconds. It's like when you drop food. It doesn't count.
You see, we had this 15 years ago because when Hazel came home from hospital, we still couldn't let anybody visit. Because she had done heart surgery and she was extremely vulnerable. So this is my second lockdown in my life.
Well, you've had practice, is what you're saying.
Yes, I know, but I didn't think I'd see a second one.
I understand. And here you are. How are you keeping your spirits up? You seem like somebody who puts the best side out.
Yes.
And that's a start.
That's a start. And when half eight comes at night, then you can relax, you know, when everybody's gone to bed.
The shoulders drop.
Yeah.
And what do you do to relax? Do you watch TV or...?
A little bit of TV, a little bit of reading, and then... And colouring.
We
do colouring at night time. Girly time is Hazel and Mammy sitting on the bed colouring.
I think that you're just covering for your own love of colouring at 8 o'clock at night with a glass of wine.
Mm.
And the way Hazel's now chattering on there like a radio show host, is she always having the chats and the crack?
Yes.
And what about Robert? How's he doing?
He's great. He's flying along in school. We're getting good reports on maths and excellent reports on English, and he's playing the piano, so he's flying along. Missing his play dates with his friends because we can't let him out.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
Because there's no doubt other people are going on play dates, even if you're not meant to be, et cetera, et cetera. Just people are. And he just can't take any risk, regardless of how small it seems.
No, and unfortunately for his age, he gets it. He does. God love him. He does get it, you know.
It's a lot to be getting at eight.
Yes.
But you know what happens when you're trying to take that all on at eight? As you can tell him from me that Santa tends to recognise a kind child's brilliance.
Oh, I'm sure there will be large surprises this year.
Yeah, I think that he knows that sometimes a child has just goodness coming out of every pore.
He is. He's a great little guy.
I get that sense. Lord Longford lived in Monkstown in Dublin, by the way. So if
I know there's a road there, the Pakenham Road.
Pakenham, go up
opposite,
there.
Opposite what used to be the Top Hat Ballroom.
Listen, okay. So Trevor from the Vintage Cafe tells me if you stroll up the road to Longford Terrace, take a right, you'll find the Pakenham Apartments. Now, but the Top Hat, did you ever go roller skating in the Top Hat?
No. Oh. My mum was from Black Rock and she danced in the the Top Hat and met my dad there.
That's probably why you head back to Dunleary for old time's sake.
Yes, I love it.
Okay. Somebody says I had to Google scrum diddlies. Is it ice cream? It is, yes. But no, you see, my vintage are teddies.
Yes.
And the new generation like scrum diddlies and they crisscross. Okay, now back to you. Yes. Deborah Pakenham married into the Pakenhams.
That's me.
What was your maiden name as they used to say?
Bourne, just plain old Bourne.
Debbie Bourne. Deborah Byrne, now Pakenham, mother of the magnificent Hazel, who will eventually end up presenting her own show of some description. Mother of young Robert, a reader, a patient young boy who's taken on a lot, but with great style and extraordinary dignity. Wife of Ian, who goes out to make the bread, to bring back to the table every day to...
I think he's the toughest job in this house, right?
Why?
Well, he's to deal with all of us.
Nah, come on, he's lucky to have you. He's lucky to have you know that. So why did you get in touch with us? What do you want?
Well, we're looking for the pyjamas if possible.
Yes, of course, the pyjamas.
We can see them before next week. And then that's when we record it. Hopefully we will all sit down and be able to see it.
We need to get them before... We need to get the pyjamas to Hazel before the eye operation, correct?
Tuesday morning, yeah.
Tuesday morning. Well, if I have to call over to you myself on my bike, I'm going to get them to you.
As long as you wear a mask. mask, you're grand.
I'll wear a mask. I'll throw it in like a newspaper boy in the movies. I'll just lob it in and go, good morning, Miss Peckinham.
That'll do.
Do you want those pyjamas, you know?
We would love them, Ryan.
Well, let's get on the sleigh and head over to Kimmage, you say. Kimmage, you say. Yeah.
We got them, Hazel.
Congratulations. You have,
thank
of
you
course,
so much, Ryan. You've made everybody so happy in this house today.
You know what? You deserve much more than some pyjamas, but I hope they'll do for now.
I have it in this house, Ryan.
You have what you want?
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe that. You're an amazing person. I've enjoyed talking to you, Deborah. You've brought a little light to my life this morning. Thank
me
you.
Me too, Ryan.
Now, what are you going to have? Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
How loads of milk or a little bit of milk?
Little bit of milk.
Sugar?
No.
Okay. Are you going to have biscuit or toast?
Toast and a banana.
Okay. Will you tell Hazel I love her?
I will.
Will you tell Robert I think he's the bee's knees?
I will.
Will you give Ian a friendly man hug from me?
Yeah, we can hug him.
And will you accept a long social distance, big, big, really, really heartfelt hug from me personally?
We will, and we would love to meet you when we can meet.
Same here. Okay, not only that, first of all, this thing is going to be over very soon. The vaccines are coming. It's happening.
We can't wait. We're
it's happening.
We want to be first on that list.
I promise you, it's happening. It's going to be happening. Spring is coming, and the summer is going to be even better again. And here's what you have from me is my solemn promise. We are going to hang out. We're going to get pictures. We're going to have fun. And we're going to be friends.
Oh, love it. My kids, Hazel, will just be, because it's Ryan Tubby.
Yeah, don't mind that. You're the... Hey, listen, love, love, love. See you soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, you're so
Bye.
Welcome. Crikey.
Bye.
There are good people out there in the world, friends. That's the most important thing you need to know. That was just lovely. Taryn Dundrum gives us the full OMGs. It's emotional listening to the show this morning. Who would have thought PJs could bring so much joy? This is a crazy year, but your callers are inspirational this morning. It's only just gone half night. Like yourself, Alice says, I'm a big fan of Scandi Noir. I love Ragnar Jonasson, who featured on the show on Monday, by the way, Joe Nesbo. Anyway, keep an eye out for the Valhalla Murders. Oh, new Scandinavian crime drama starring Saturday night. I know this sounds mad that I'm writing this down, but if I don't, I'll forget. Valhalla, what's it called? Valhalla Murders. Okay. Because I started a thing called Trapped, which is an Icelandic drama. I just wanted to see the landscape of the place, and that's quite good. So they're in a small village in a port, and this big cruise ship pulls in, and the next thing, a body is found in the waters nearby. And the local police say, don't let anyone off the cruise ship. We think the murderer might be there. And suddenly everyone is in this town, because of the weather and the ship and the crime, everyone is trapped. It's very good. Very moody. Jim was on to say, please advise Ryan. Yes, that's me. BBC 4 Tomorrow Night. There's an attractive programme on Icelandic hiking and the landscape. Starts at 22:35. A stunning landscape. Led a third level trip there in 1979. And my memories are as though it were yesterday. Some happenings could never be forgotten. Okay, thank you for that. So that's tomorrow. So I'll be busy recording all that at 10:35. Brilliant. Thank you so much for all those recommendations. And my pal Gareth was telling me that he managed to watch back De Gaulle in Erin, which I've been talking to you about. I didn't realise T.G. Cahir had a player or a playback system. So I sort of went onto my app, sure enough, downloaded T.G. Cahir, and there's loads of stuff to watch back there, including De Gaulle in Erin, that magnificent documentary I watched on Charles de Gaulle and his Irish connections, which are plentiful and fascinating. So be sure to watch that. I mentioned Ratatouille the other day, saying that the film did a lot for rats as creatures. And a woman who used to work with my dad in St. John of God's Hospital, of all places, in Stillorgan in Dublin, got in touch by email, called Patricia, and it was I just thought it was a nice little story. She said, apropos of your remark that the film Ratatouille does a lot of for rats, I was reminded of the following story about your father. So this isn't too indulgent, but I thought you might like to hear it. It's quite funny. As he was about to head home from work in John of God's one evening, a patient met him at reception, and he said, Dr. Tuberty, you need to watch out. I've just seen a large rat sitting in the back of the driver's seat of your car. And your father thanked him and said he'd check it out, thinking to himself, that guy must be having delusions still, not well. Anyway, he subsequently went down to the car, and there, sitting on the seat, was indeed a rat. So he went back to the hospital. He asked a porter to come down with him to the car. And when they arrived, there was no sign of the rat. They examined the car thoroughly, but the rat appeared to have disappeared. Your father was perplexed and surmised that the porter felt he had been working too long as a psychiatrist and that he was now delusional. With no alternative, he got into the car, first pulling up his socks over his trousers and his and his collar up, and he drove home. Naturally, he was pretty shocked by this experience and was questioning his own sanity. He explained to your mother that what had happened, and she suggested that they put the car in the garage with the doors open and let the dog in, Red Setter called Ruskin, let the dog in. The dog went mad and the remains of the rat were discovered in the engine. The rat was real and shredded, as it happens. This is a story I heard from my mother, says Patricia, in about the 80s sometime, and it certainly had the effect of making me check my car very thoroughly every time. I still have a vision of that rat sitting up on the back of the driver's seat, and it scares me. There you go. The rat sitting on the driving seat. Where to? Driving Miss Ratty. Okay, 5155. Thank you, by the way, Patricia. That was a lovely memory. And my dad was very droll. And he was a Dave Allen fan, so he would have absolutely adored that story. He used to love the story about retirement and how you work all day by the clock to get everything done by the clock. I'd be there at 11 o'clock and you have lunch at 1 o'clock and you're going to be home at 6 o'clock and then you'd finish at bed at 8 o'clock and then you'd get up again at 7 o'clock. You do that day in, day out for 30 years. What do they give you when they're saying goodbye? A clock! Makes no sense. Michael J. Fox is going to be on the Late Late Show tonight. Good news. It's Huey Lewis and the News. The Power of Love. I haven't heard that for a long time. Long time. Brings me back. Back to the future. Michael J. Fox on the show tonight. And you could do worse things, couldn't you, in the next 6 weeks if you have kids to introduce them to Back to the Future. It was magical. Has it aged well, I wonder? I haven't seen it for so long. I bet it has. Great story. Good stories, age well, generally speaking. Mary Kildare says, I'm loving the show this morning. You really have made my heart happy listening to that lovely family, particularly Hazel. Lovely to hear the happiness PJs can bring. Great job. Imagine PJs. I'm crying after the school run now listening to Deborah with an amazing family. This is the first of the Christmas spirit I've had. That mother and her family, I'm going to keep Hazel in my prayers for that operation on Tuesday. Merry Christmas to you and all, and to you. And Sally says, well, Hazel's mum just stopped me in my tracks. We need more people like her in the world. Deborah says, Ciara, all I can say is you're magic. I hope she heard that. I really do. Heather, good morning.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How's the world, Heather?
The world is good. The stories this morning are fabulous. They are heartwarming and what we need in these times.
Do you think so?
Definitely.
We need the good stuff, don't we?
We need more of it. Yeah, we do.
You know, this is kind of all about pyjamas, apparently.
It is all about pyjamas.
This is what people want. What is it about these pyjamas that are so special?
The pyjamas are more, it's the sentiment of what they are, and it's bringing families together, and it's the memories that they hold and the things that we can share and the positivity in such a tough time that we're all going through.
You're so right. And tell me about yourself. Do you have children?
I do, yeah. I am blessed with two gorgeous boys. I have Oisin, who's 3, and I have Joshua, who's 7.
They're at school. Well, hardly at school.
They are at school.
They're at school, okay.
Still run. They're at school.
That's done.
And I'm actually at school myself because I'm a teacher, so I'll be teaching my 6 years in another while.
Oh,
so
gosh. Oh, we're not detaining you too long, I hope.
Oh, not at all. No. This will be a story to tell them later on.
So have you been impressed by your students in the last 8 months?
They have been fabulous. Students, staff, principals, everyone has worked so hard and they have been amazing.
And you teach sixth year?
I teach, secondary school. So, 12 to 18.
What
so
subjects?
A nice range. PE and geography.
Okay, that's a pretty groovy combination, isn't it?
It's a lovely mix. I have to say, it's a lovely mix. So it is classroom and outdoors.
And outdoors, a little bit of everything. Hey, listen,
exactly.
I'm watching the news last night, I noticed that the girls, because I have girls, and the girls were saying that they didn't want to wear wool tights because it just wasn't a dumb thing.
No,
when it's going to get freezing.
It's not a dumb thing.
What is the story with the tights?
They sacrifice fashion over warmth.
That's it. They're absolutely not. It's verboten.
That's it, exactly. They just wouldn't dare. Different times, right?
Even though it's going to be freezing.
That's it. I'm all about the warmth, but no, they're just not about the wool.
Wow, that is ghastly. And you have sisters?
I have, Ryan. That's why I'm ringing in. I have two fabulous sisters. I also have a brother, but I have two amazing sisters who have had one rough ride in the last while, and that was why I contacted you in the show. So I am actually a twin, and my twin sister Helen. Had twin boys in the middle of this pandemic.
Whoa.
They were born at the start of March. They were her second baby. She's a beautiful little girl, Lilibeth, as well.
Yeah.
And then she was blessed with two boys. She had a really tough pregnancy, really complicated. And the boys arrived at 29 weeks.
Okay. What did she name them?
Tom and Ethan.
And how long was she in hospital with the boys?
So she was in hospital probably just over 2 weeks, but the boys were in for over 10 weeks in NICU ICU for a large amount of that time. And obviously it was in the middle of our first lockdown. It was really tough to Brian. You know, there was days where Helen only got to spend 15 minutes with each baby.
Oh, no.
She was trying to, you know, feed them and get a relationship with them. Their poor daddy, Adam, had a tough time as well, having to be at home for most of that time with their daughter, Lilibeth, and not actually getting to hold one of the boys until they actually got out of hospital 10 weeks later. But, you know, we're very grateful they got out. They had amazing care in the rotunda. But then the story kind of adds as well. Because,
what?
My other sister, Karen, was pregnant during this time and actually then found out that she was also having twins. And again, like Helen, a complicated pregnancy. She was having mono twins and they would be identical. So Karen's pregnancy, again, was really tough. Just with, as I said, partners not being able to attend, the girls having to do you know, a lot of the stuff on their own. Again, with amazing staff. And I said the return to care was phenomenal. But Karen was blessed then in July with two baby girls that were called Nina and Cora.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, again, they were in hospital for about 4 weeks. But they, again, have got home since and are absolutely phenomenal. So this story, as I said, it warms hearts, I think, in a different way just to hear. And these two ladies and their husbands and their families have been phenomenal in such a tough time. It's hard enough for the best of times to have twins, let alone adding a global pandemic where people couldn't come and help, where we were looking at the babies in the window when they eventually got home, where we were trying to keep them safe. And it has just been a long road. And that's why the jammies are the sentiment for them to enjoy and have some positivity and some memories. And we're so lucky that the boys and the girls are both well. And I said, a lot has come from my mum and dad, their grandparents, who have been phenomenal. You know, even though we haven't been able to go into houses or we haven't been able to do things at certain times,
mm-hmm.
you know, my sisters would leave the washing outside. My mum would take it and do her washing. My dad turned 70 in the middle of the pandemic and was blessed with two sets of grandchildren that were twins. But there's been a lot of things that we haven't been able to share or we haven't been able to do and that we look forward to in the future. So this is the hope story that we're you know, looking forward to 2021 and hopefully a return to normalcy.
Do you know what? Talking to you this morning and talking to the guests this morning, it reminds me that away from the politics and the numbers and the headlines are humans with stories like yours and like Deborah and Hazel and everyone else we're talking about today. And it's so nice. It's so lovely to kind of get under the skin of where we're at. And it's been a year of looking through windows. You described that, looking through the window at the babies.
Yeah.
Grandparents looking through windows at their children who are grown adults, looking through windows of nursing homes. It's been windows. And at the risk of being too sentimental, the windows are going to be opening soon.
Yeah, please God.
You know
that's the hope and a dream. Yeah.
That's the dream. And we're going to do things. And as I said the other day, everything's going to feel a little bit better. You know, our love for each other and the sensation of a hug will have a so much more profound meaning in a few months.
And those hugs are so important and they're so missed.
They're missed.
And as I said, you know, our family and my sisters are superstars, as well as their husbands. They are superstars. But this is a tough time and this has been a tough time for so many. And you don't want to lose the positivity and the good stuff as well. There has been so much good that's come from it. But we can't wait till we have the normality of just the hugs and just the cuddles.
It's coming. It's coming.
It is. And
you'll do it somewhat from a distance, hopefully next Friday. And you'll watch the toy show, bringing it back to the pyjamas and the toy show.
We will,
The good news is that, will we get on the sleigh?
I'll get on the sleigh.
Let's get those pyjamas over there. We're going to drop them over to Tom and to Ethan and to Nina and to Cora, of course. And we'll try and get them out to your gang as well, because it wouldn't be fair. Oisin and Joshua. Let's get these pyjamas.
Thanks,
drop them down.
Oh, what a Friday. Ryan, you're the best.
You're the best. Get in and
that
teach those
really
kids
good.
Now and be brilliant.
I will. I'll be telling them the stories all day.
See you, Heather.
Ryan, thanks so much.
Bye.
Take care. Thanks a million.
Love
bye,
you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Hang on a second. What time are we on? 12 minutes to... Yeah, we'll do one. We'll do one more in a second.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Listen, thank you so much for all those texts. Jenny from Scrumdiddly. So good on you, Jenny. We'd love to send that lady and her daughter to the, Deborah and Hazel, come and see us in Dunleary. We'd love to get in touch with them, sort them out after level five. Well, that's very thoughtful of you, and that is very kind. Thank you. We'll pass that on. I have a huge lump in my throat. This is Carol in Dublin 5. After that interview with Hazel and her mum, it made me smile and for some reason hopeful for the future. We're amazing people in this country, she says. And we will come through this awful time. We are resilient. It's true. Together. Brenda says, hope Hazel's operation goes well on Tuesday. I have the same condition and had two corneal operations. The first in 88, the second in 96. 32 and 26 years later, still doing well. Thanks to the wonderful Professor Louis Cullum. The ops were new when I had my first one. That's good news. So I'm glad to hear it. Thank you for that. Text 51551 and there are heaps and heaps and heaps of texts coming in, and the pyjamas thing is just for one day only, I'm afraid. They're all gone, and we'll be moving on to different waters on Monday morning, that's for sure. I'm going to play some music now by this popular four-piece combo. Okay, Mac and the boys, and get back. Do we have time, I wonder, for Orla? We have to make time for Orla. Good morning, Orla Guiney.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you?
I'm in Leixlip in Kildare.
Where should you be in the great plan of life?
I should be in London at the moment.
Doing what?
Working in Claridge's Hotel, my final year placement.
Oh, if you don't mind. In what capacity were you meant to be there?
I got the position of head waiter in the foyer and reading room in the restaurants. So I'm in Shannon College of Hotel Management and my fifth year, and Claridge just came over to the college to interview back in September last year.
No.
And that's when I found out then I got the interview and I was heading off to London, so I was planning all year to go.
Orla.
I know.
How have you stayed? What can we do?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you just need love today.
I know, exactly.
You know,
that's all we need in our lives.
All you need is love. Didn't somebody sing about that once upon a time? And what do you do in the Gibney household on Toy Show night? What's the plan normally?
Normally there's seven of us cousins that meet up together, and we all wear matching pajamas. Have our binge out on our crisps, the sweets, everything, and watch the Little Toy Show together, of course. And we take our annual photo then in our matching pajamas in front of the Christmas tree. Of course, this year won't be happening with the pandemic, so we decided to watch in our own living rooms and watch it, have Zoom open, so we'd be all watching it together as such.
And the old Zoom.
And on Zoom,
the
yeah.
old Zoom, loving out a bit of Zoom. Orla, you need pajamas then, do you, for next Friday?
Yes, I believe so.
Do you deserve them?
I think so.
I think so too.
I hope so.
You had all those dreams to be in Claridge's, the twinkling lights, the trays, the bustle, the service,
yeah.
The bit of Irish at the heart of the British establishment. You would have been our woman in London.
Yeah, exactly.
But look, you're now our woman in Leixlip. This is even better because you stayed at home, so we could love you more.
Yeah.
Okay then, hop in the sleigh. Let's do it. We need to drop more pyjamas. This time to Orla in Leixlip.
Woo!
All right. Orla, you've got the pyjamas. Hey, happy Christmas.
Thank you so much. Happy Christmas.
Have
Thank
a great
so
day
much.
And I hope the Guineas are zooming their way around next Friday night. I'll be looking out for you when I'm looking through the camera going, where are the Guineas? There they all are, posing in front of the Christmas tree. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And same to you. And thank you. I'm sorry we can't get to any more this morning. We could do this every day right up until Christmas with these amazing stories from amazing people around the country. Thank you so, so much. I don't even have time to say hello to Kathy, Melody and Mayo. Hello, Kathy, Melody and Mayo.
Hello, Ryan.
I don't have time. Tell me your children's names.
Rowan is 6, Tegan is 7, and Zara is 4.
And what part of Mayo are you in?
We're in a place called Athy-Mass. It's just outside Ballina.
Well, do you know what? We're going to send pyjamas all the way to you and your beloved children. And we had a great... We really wanted to talk to how good Rowan was and how beautiful Tegan is and how terrific Zara is. And I know you've been an amazing mum, and it, life isn't always fair or easy, but you're just ploughing on through, and I wanted to send you my love and thanks.
Got it. Thank you so much, Ryan.
You have a lovely morning and a lovely weekend and a happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye, Cathy. Oh, it's too quick, but we got to go. It's after 10. Stay tuned for Claire Byrne. Mind yourself. See you tonight at Late Late Show.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.